World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. Here on the fourth day of February, Groundhog, I don't know if he saw a shadow or not. I don't know. But every day we're a day closer to spring. At least that's the way I feel it here. And I just want to thank all of you. I said this yesterday. I hate government, okay? I hate government. Can somebody explain to me why the church, if there's a separation between the church and state, which they tell us over and over and over and over and over, why is it any business of the federal government who donated to Pass the Salt Ministries? Can somebody help me explain? Can somebody help me? What business is it of the government? So I spent the last 2 days, Michelle and I and my daughter who does our books, reporting to the government, sending out tax statements to everybody, and My head about to explode as I'm sitting there thinking, why do I have to tell the government who gave me money? If Paul Gosselin wants to give me $200, what business is it of the government? How did we get in? How do we let them play both sides of this thing? Separation of church and state. They're on both ends of it. On both ends of it. So I got a bunch of letters going out today. By the way, I'm overwhelmed. Folks, I want you to know this. I don't look at who donates. I don't. And I'm overwhelmed. Some of you folks out there, you have been so daggone faithful. I saw the report that my daughter printed out. Are you kidding me? Every month, boom, boom, boom. Some of you, I just want you to know how much we appreciate you. I mean, it is what it is, right? It is what it is. And I'm humbled and appreciative. And I want you to know this. We at here at Coach Dave Live are not getting rich off you guys, off the pastor. We're not, folks. I just want you to be reassured that it's not, that you're not. And just grateful is I'm sending out letters, I think, required by the IRS to everybody who gave over, I think it's 1,600. Whatever it is. I got a stack of letters to go out there. And you know what? It's just unbelievable that you guys would support us this way. And I just want to acknowledge it. And I'm not asking for any money today. I'm not doing this to try to get more money out of you. I just want you to know that, gosh, I was humbled. You understand this? I don't look at who gives us. I don't know. I don't know whether Paul does. I don't know if Mark Trump does. I don't know if Betty does. I don't know. I don't look at that stuff. Because I don't want to be influenced by it. Do you get it? And some of the people who are giving us money, I thought, gosh, are you kidding me? It's people that I never would have thought. So thank you. God bless you. We do the best we can with it, man. Do the best we can. And just want you to feel comfortable that we are doing the best we can. Gino, I see you got your hand up. Hey, folks, I'm going someplace. You don't want to miss this. Go ahead, Gino.
You was wondering how the church got into this. It's because we listen to the government, not our spiritual mind, because they said separation of church and state, but yet they make you sign an IRS paper, that's a right. 501(c) or whatever they call it.
That's right.
And they put them under the jurisdiction or the control of the IRS.
Gino, if there's a separation between the church and state, then why do they want to know anything?
That's right.
And if there's a separation between the church and state, then how come we don't know all this money they're wasting? How come they're not sending us all report every day? Huh? You understand what you not understand how they flip? I don't want to get bogged down on this. I'm going someplace.
I understand.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm blown away at how faithful some of you folks have been. Michelle and I just want you to know, okay? See, we're running. I got so much stuff. Before we went live, I call it the pre-show. Before we went live, I asked this question and got a response. How many of you, the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. How many of you, over your Christian experience, have been taught how to do any of that? Any of that? How to recognize evil? How to fight evil? How to recognize the demonic? How to fight the demonic? Have any of you out there? Have you any? And the Bible says that my people are destroyed because they don't get it. Lack of knowledge. They don't understand what's going on. And that's why Christians are, some of them are Democrats and some of them are Republicans, and they neither one of them worthy of anybody's support, either side. But we're forced to be on one side or do what most dumbass Christians, don't vote. They don't vote. We know the devil's team sure as hell votes, don't they? What do we think is going to happen? Huh? Maybe our pastors ought to stand in a pulpit and register voters. And then tell them, if you don't go out and vote, you're not welcome here. And in fact, when you come back here after the election day, you have to bring your receipt to show me that you voted. Or you're not welcome here. Because otherwise, we are going to live under, okay, I'm going someplace with you, okay? Here's a note that I put up there right there. There's a fine line, folks, between what we see going on with ICE and a dictatorship. It's a very, very fine line. And I don't know about you, some of the things make me uncomfortable that I see going on. Some of them, right? Because if they can just go lock up an illegal, whatever, what's to prevent them from locking up an abortion protester? By the way, they've been doing that, haven't they? They haven't. So it's a very, very fine line. And see, we're happy with Trump right now because he's on our team. Huh? Can you imagine how we would be screaming and hollering if Joe Biden had been doing, what if Joe Biden, Hitler, look what Hitler did to the Jews. What if Joe Biden got the okay? By the way, we're finding out Joe Biden hadn't been, he wasn't president, folks. There were role players there. He wasn't president. What if Joe Biden decided he was going to start locking up pro-aborts? Rescue. Those who go to a clinics. Oh, well, they were doing that, weren't they? They were doing that. People went and stood up to protest the unborn or the killing of the unborn, and they did arrest them, didn't they? So, see, it does matter who's in power, doesn't it? One man's liberty is another man's tyranny. Do you understand? Do you understand that? Do you understand the battle that we find ourselves in? And without getting into, I got some great stuff. I'm going to shut up here. Well, I won't shut up. But I think about Paul Gosler. I'm looking at Paul Rice. I'm looking at you right now, Paul. You know the murder of an unborn baby is murder. All doctors know that. Don't they, Paul? Don't all doctors know that that is an unborn child? That's alive. Don't they know that, Paul? Folks, if your doctor doesn't know that an unborn baby is alive, you ought to get another doctor. Right, Paul?
Absolutely, Coach. Absolutely.
Do they teach you in medical school that that's not alive, Paul? Hey, Paul, what about these doctors that they train to do in vitro surgery? What, thought they're not even alive, Paul? What the hell is that all about?
Oh, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I know, Coach. Huh? But it's confusion.
Under the watchful eye of Christians. And people
just
say to
distracted.
Me,
well, they're folks, just distracted, Coach. They
Paul,
just
I get people say to me all the time, Coach, you need to go to the doctor. And you know what I tell them, Paul? That's the last place I'm going. That's the last place I'm going. You mean to tell me the doctor knows they're murdering babies and doesn't speak up against it? The American Medical Association knows that's a baby and they don't take a position on it. Is that right, Paul?
It's not personal enough, Coach. Yeah. It's just not personal enough.
Not personal enough to us, right? And is the judgment of God falling on the United States of America?
Because I hope so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Right. So I want to show you some stuff here. That first of all, Nicki Minaj. I showed you Jelly Roll yesterday. Jelly Roll coming out and I got some stuff for you today. Jelly Roll coming out proclaiming Christ rattled that whole place. They didn't know he was going to do that. Well, did you know that Nicki Minaj called out satanic rituals? Hang on. We don't believe in them, do we? We don't believe in this. See, because when you go to church, they don't talk about that. They don't talk about that. They talk about how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, and have a good bank account, and be prosperous. And they talk about all that meaningless stuff. And meanwhile, the devil is eating our lunch. So I'm going to play this real quick because I'm going to talk about the demonic today, okay? I'm going to show you some good stuff today. Nicki Minaj calls out Grammys and stars who do satanic rituals. Hey, friends, you only get popular in Hollywood if you are controlled by the devil. You understand that? They choose who will be a star and who won't be a star. And then those stars influence your children and your grandchildren. And they pay them millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And on the Super Bowl this weekend, they're going to give us Bad Bunny. Our children are watching the Super Bowl, and they're going to give us the demonic? Are you kidding me? But see, Christians don't recognize the demonic. I'll shut up. Can I just show you some clips, and I'm going to open it up? Because, again, I'm having a midlife crisis here. What is this show? What am I supposed to do with this show? What is it you want? Do you want more evidence of the demonic? Do you want to learn how to fight the demonic? What is it that you want? This is not political. It's not political. Donald Trump is lost, okay? Well, we got to pick a horse. The Republican Party has given us a Hindu here in Ohio. A Hindu Republican Party. I'm going to try to open your eyes here a little bit. Nicki Minaj, I don't know anything about her other than, go ahead, play it.
Minaj didn't hold back any punches when she clapped back at the Grammys for taking shots at her last night. Trevor Noah, who was the host at the Grammys, took jabs at Nicki Minaj last night over her support for Donald Trump. Nicki Minaj didn't hold back in her response at all. Nicki Minaj let them have it. I bet they weren't expecting this. Nicki says, your favorite artists have been practicing rituals in a satanic cult where they take babies from other countries and mutilate and kill them as a form of blood sacrifice to their God. You see, when your master is Satan, you must constantly shed blood. However, the jig is up. By the way, the Epstein files prove that she's not just talking nonsense and that they are dismembering babies and eating them. Nicki said they do this as a sacrifice to their God. Well, guess what one of Epstein's accounts was called? Baal, B-A-A-L. This was an ancient god who they sacrificed babies to. Nicki went on to say, as they do their ritual tonight, speaking in regards of the Grammys, God Almighty will reveal himself to them. The ritual will backfire on them. God will not be mocked. Blessed is the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned and put to shame. Watch. Nicki then said, are y'all understanding that these people have been sacrificing children as a way of gaining and maintaining power? If you ever vote Democrat again, you're just as soulless as they are and will perish. Maybe it's time for me to do some story times, since I was trying not to say what I know. Nicki Minaj is calling these people out for their satanic rituals and sacrifices that they make. and she's standing on the side of the Lord. Now, because of the Epstein files, we know many of these people are involved in these satanic rituals. And think about it. If they're calling Nicki Minaj out over her support with Trump, what does that tell you about who's really involved and who's not? I'm going to give you guys a list of everyone who's named in the Epstein files. I'm
going to let you guys. He doesn't get the list. Are you with me? The demonic rituals, they're going to take over the Super Bowl. By the way, what's the response of the church? I always come back to the fine thing, right? What's the super? So I pull up number two. Did you guys know Pizzagate was real? Did you know Pizzagate was real? You remember it, don't you? Huh? Can make this a little bit bigger. I don't know who Don Stewart is. What power do you know? That's not the one I wanted. I don't think so. Is that what it says, the Epstein files? There you go. I'm sorry. Why Pizzagate claims resurfaced after John Podesta's name appeared in the Epstein files? I'm not going to read through all this. I'll put it in the chat. Pizzagate was real. It was real. It's 2016. Pizzagate. But you remember, huh? They brushed it under the rug. Why? Because they're all involved with it. They're all involved. Okay. Hey, so number three. Pull up number three. I got a lot of information. I'm doing the best I can here. Huh? This is what happened in front of us, a ritual at the Emmys. Go ahead.
Always put it right in your face. Don't you guys know what this actually was? And yeah, I'm blocking out some of it just because how vulgar it was. Just wait until I tell you what you actually just saw. So the entire Grammys was a homage to that island guy. Not just him, but the system they all created. And don't be naive, he's still here. I'll show you in a minute. She's wearing a human skin clothing. Do you see the latches on the side? That's exactly what this is supposed to be. Hadn't y'all seen the parties? Completely unrelated. I wonder if any of them have shoes back there. Justin Bieber performing in his underwear. You think that's an accident? Do you not understand what this is? The whole time, people have idolized these celebrities. They have never understood that you are watching people who are literally being tortured. It's sick amusement for the elite, all being in the stage, watching the people on stage who have terrible things happen to them. And the cycle goes on and on. That's why Jay-Z left. And speaking of celebrities, before we talk about the island man, we've seen a bunch of exposing allegedly done by Nicki Minaj. But my thing is, why they keep saying, oh, the devilish Democrats and not the whole elite system. It's like when the Kirk thing happened. Everyone's like, oh, those dirty people
okay,
on the left.
I got too much, okay? You get it? It's worth watching. It's right in front of us. The church doesn't have any idea what's going on. We're the opposition. Okay, hang on. Listen, pull up number 10.
Amen.
I'm going to open it up and let you get in here in a minute. Let me get this done. Number 10. This is Nick Freitas. Go ahead.
The Speaker of the House of the Virginia House of Delegates immediately sent out a text condemning that statement. Many others followed suit. So what did they take issue with? They take issue with the point where I said that this is a war between diametrically opposed worldviews. According to them, that's not true. Well, I'm thrilled to hear it. If it's not true, okay, on the left, someone, you tell me, when will you not require me to subsidize the destruction of death in the womb? When will you not require me to subsidize the mutilation of gender-confused children? When will you not require me to subsidize the indoctrination of children within our school system? When will you not systematically seek to disarm me and prevent me from being able to protect my family? When will you cease constantly using the government to intervene into the lives of free people in a way it was never intended? And we know the answer. The answer is never. That is their objective. It is diametrically opposed to my own. Now, I chose my words very carefully. I did not say that this was ultimately a war between people because I am very aware of my mandate from the God that I serve, that I am to forgive my enemies, that I am to bless those who curse me. But do you know what Romans 12 also commands me to do? Abhor evil. Not tolerate it, not accept it, not accommodate it, and sure as hell not celebrate it. For too long in our politics, in our schools, in our churches, evil has been comfortable. It has been accommodated. It has been celebrated. And I'll tell you something. Sometimes you don't understand what evil is when you see it. But you do understand what it is when it looks back. And the question that we all have to answer going forward is, what is it going to see when it looks at us? Because I wanted to see right through me and see the living God that I represent. I wanted to be terrified of my presence.
I want him to be terrified of my presence. Well, that's not the Christian message, is it? Huh? Terrified of my presence. Couple more things. Hang on. Couple more. Poem number 12. Poem number 12. Play this shit. Pardon me. Go ahead.
Abortion is an act of love. Abortion is an act of love.
Abortion is an act of love.
And I want you to imagine that you are a pro-choice obstetrician gynecologist like I used to be. Your patient today is 17 years old. She's 20 weeks pregnant. Her baby would be as big as the length of your hand, from head to rump, from your middle finger to your wrist. Picture yourself, and I'm serious, picture yourself putting this up through the uterus. Be really careful, because the walls are thin and soft, and it is easy as pie to go right through them. Then grasp with the instrument. Grab hold of anything you can. You can't see what you're doing, just grab something. And feel yourself pulling, and I mean hard. And out pops a leg that big, which you put down on the table. Reach in again. Grab blindly. Pull hard. Out comes an arm the same length, which you put down on the table. And reach in with this instrument again and again and tear out the spine, the intestines, and the heart and lungs. A head on a baby that size is about the size of a plum. And again, you can't see it. They have a pretty good idea you're there if you've got a hold of something and your fingers are spread as far as they'll go. You know you did it right if you crush down on the clamp and white material runs out of the cervix. That was the baby's brains. Now you can pull out skull pieces. You have a bad day like I had a lot of times. Sometimes a little face comes back and stares back at you. Congratulations. You just successfully performed a second trimester D&E abortion.
Abortion is
health care. Huh? Abortion is an act of love. Act of love. Hang on. I got another one for you. Where is it? Okay, here's where I want to go. Pull up 1B. What powers do demons have? See, we don't, as I said before, we don't pay any attention. I'm going to read down through this really quickly, and then I'll put it in the chat. Okay? The Bible says the following things about the power of demons. I have no idea who this guy is. Okay? No idea who he is. One, demons enter into the bodies of humans and animals. Demons are able to enter and control both humans and animals. Go to the next one. Two, demons inflict mental disease. Demons have the ability to inflict mental disease. One of the Gadarene demoniacs was described as, for he had often been restrained with shackles and chains, but chains he tore apart. They are able to inflict physical infirmities. Demons have the ability to keep someone from using their powers of speech. Four, keep going. Go quickly. Number four, blindness. Demons cause erratic behavior. I'm going to go down quickly and I'm going to put it in the chat, okay? Hey, demons harm unbelievers. Scripture gives all kinds of examples. The people in your family that you're dealing with who have issues, they're not saved, and the demons are kicking their ass. Demons deceive nations. They exercise within limits, though. Right? So when we look at, put it in the chat. We don't believe in the demonic. We don't believe in it. Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, weapons of war are not carnal, mighty. You've got to pull down strongholds. And when was the last class you had at your church on demonology? When everybody in the church is dealing with it. Everybody's dealing with it. with their children, with their grandchildren, with their spouse, with their neighbor, with their boss. Everyone is dealing with it. And the demonic is wide open for everybody to see. And Christianity is illegal. Huh? Would demonology be a religion? Why is it being promoted in our schools? Is atheism a religion? Yeah. Yeah, atheism is a religion. But why are we paying for that to be promoted in our schools? And as I say over and over and over and over and over, what? Everything that you see going on is going on with the permission of the church. Because the church doesn't know how to fight, the church says, well, we'll be out of here soon. We'll be out of here. We'll be out of here. I remember a pastor. You talk about a wicked heart. I remember a radio pastor saying regarding the rapture, well, we'll wave to all of them on the way up. Really? Really? Little children who haven't received the Lord, you're going to wave to them on the way up? How wicked is the religious heart, man? How wicked is that? Can't catch my breath. One more. I got more. Play number 9. Look, are you looking at me? Are you looking at me? I'm not a Republican. Republicans are so freaking wicked. You just had it up there. That guy right there. This is a pastor, okay? Now, go ahead and call me racist. I'm just playing the clip. Go ahead.
Democratic Party, I'm going to say it tonight.
Listen closely.
So that you won't be confused, is the Antichrist Party.
Thank you.
It is anti-family.
Thank you.
And I'm going to say this, you're not going to believe it, but it is anti-black folk.
Thank you.
You are only needed for votes.
Thank you.
You're only loved when it's time to get your votes. There's no real care about you. And see, we still stuck, and we got that thing ingrained in us that this is the party for the black man. It is not. The party has changed. Mm-hmm. Black people, really, to be honest with you, have never been the priority. They have only been used. Go back and look at the Civil Rights Act of 1964. We've all given Democrats credit for that, but Johnson was the one that wanted to pass it, but he couldn't get enough Democrat votes to pass it. It was the Republicans that pushed and passed the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Go tonight and look it up. Look at Wiki, W-I-K-I, put it in there, 1960. He couldn't even get enough Democrats to vote for it. So he had to go to Republican senators in order to help him out. They are anti-life. The party pushes stuff that's anti-life. It pushes anti-morality because most of their policies are immoral. That pushes sexual perversion.
Thank you.
It is the party of death. Why do you say that, Pastor? If you go back, you'll see slavery started with the Democratic Party.
Thank you.
And we saw many slaves that died. We also saw under Jim Crow. Jim Crow was established by Democrats. And we saw under Jim Crow how many were hung and lynched. And then we're seeing today how many babies. African-American people are giving up their future. Because they won't have, in another 15, 20 years, they won't have enough people because they have cut their birth rates off and have aborted their children. This is exactly what the party wants. So it is a party of death when it comes down to it. It is a party that is against black families. Look at the history of the family.
Boom, huh? Boom. I don't know if you saw this. I'm going to open it up. I don't know if you saw this. The Supreme Court just ruled. I think it was maybe Spencer. The Supreme Court just ruled that damages can be granted to a man who had sex change operation. He's now like 40 years old, mutilated by the doctors, and the Supreme Court said he can sue them. Gender-affirming surgery, folks, is now officially a crime. Do you understand? To cut off the boobs or the penis of a child is not only demonic, it's criminal. Officially criminal. Anybody seen that but me? Somebody can Google, try to find it. Huh? It's criminal. Should be, Paul. Should be criminal. Take some 14-year-old kid and cut off his penis. Are you kidding me? Doctors? What are you saying, Coach? I'm saying, well, there it is. Jury finds Spencer, I'm going to send you $5, I promise. Because these people think I'm making it up. Continue. Hit continue. Can you just hit continue? Ah, jury finds doctors. Maybe I said Supreme Court. Whatever. Whatever. Jury finds doctors are liable for having cut off the penis of a 16-year-old minor. Thanks, Spencer. Jury finds, look at that. Jury finds doctors liable for malpractice and gender surgery lawsuit. A jury awarded $2 million in damages to a 22-year-old woman who underwent breast removal surgery as a teenager. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Boy, those doctors better be paying their medical insurance. What do you think, Paul? What do you think, huh? What kind of doctor, medical doctor, would not recognize mental illness? Mental illness and cut off somebody's... Oh, my goodness. One more thing. Hang on. Go ahead, Paul.
We're all Coach, over today. You have to have several social workers and psychs to okay it before a doctor will do it. So they tried that little game, right? It's all about money, Coach.
It's all about money. So bring up for me real quickly, number eight. And then I'm going to open it up, I promise. This is good stuff, isn't it? This is good stuff. I think that's it. Hey, folks. It's demonic. Mental illness is demonic. Go ahead and play this.
Demons were called out. In Jesus's time, demons were called out and therefore cast out. But today, demons are hiding under the disguise of mental health. In Mark chapter 5, there was a man who was known to cry out day and night, and he would cut himself, and everyone in the town knew he was demon possessed. In Jesus's time, if there was someone who was hearing voices that was causing them to harm themselves or others, everyone knew they were possessed by a demon. But I wonder how many people today would look at Jesus and say, no, Jesus, he's not demon possessed. That's crazy. He has been seen by a psychologist. He's been diagnosed by a health expert. And he's got schizophrenia. He's just hearing voices and they've put him on antipsychosis medications. You know what, Jesus? Just leave it. I think it's best to just leave it to the experts. Just leave this man alone. Demons today are cheering because they are able to hide and they are able to operate under this disguise of mental health. They're saying, yes, yes, you dummies, keep calling it mental health so we can keep spreading evil. Yes, you know, the Bondi stabber, he wasn't demonically driven. He wasn't evil. It was just mental health. You know, the Muslim that stabbed Bishop Marmari, that wasn't demonically driven. That wasn't evil. It was just mental health. Christians, wake up and stop having an atheistic worldview. If you are a Christian and you call yourself a Christian, read your Bible and have a biblical worldview. And it's time to start exposing demons among us. In Jesus' time, demons were called out and...
Boom! Boom! Okay. Let me take a deep breath here. Okay, one more. I got to do that one. Do that one. Number 13. Do number 13. You ready? Hey, folks. It's going on everywhere. Go ahead.
afternoon. My name is Dr. Canton. I am the director here at the Chloe Day School here in Harlem, New York. As today is a national day of protest for all the violent things that we're seeing happening across our city, here at the Chloe Day School, we learn about service and acts of service from Martin Luther King. And so to end our month of service, it's too cold outside for us to go outside and protest. Our teachers cannot walk off the job and leave our children unsupervised. So today, we decided in solidarity, we will support all those who are out protesting against the violence that we see and the harm that we see happening to our friends. So some of our friends are going to share how they feel about what's happening and what they want to see happening in our government to change the harm that we see.
Freeze it. Women and children shall lead them. Do you see this, folks? Do you see this? We're now going to get advice from a woman, and children. Go ahead.
So, Sahad, how do you feel about what's happening?
I feel all of it.
Right. And how do you feel? What did you tell us earlier?
I feel angry.
Because you don't like to see what?
I don't like to see people hurt or taken away from their family.
Right. And so, Isabel and Amadi, what do we want to say? Stop the
hating.
Right. Okay, and my last three, Faith, Mariama, and Raya, what do we want to tell people?
Enough. Stop hurting people.
And what do we want to say as a school?
Enough is enough.
Would you like to share your thoughts?
My thoughts are united, we're powerful, our words are strong, kindness is free. Let's do the right thing.
Miss Amy, would you like to share?
Just stop hating and be kind to one another.
Stop hating.
Here at the Chloe Day School, we teach love, we teach kindness, and when we work together, we are a better world. Thank you. We're fighting
well,
with
she's
you.
She's a lefty. Even though I think she's a lefty. Huh? Think she's a God-fearing woman? Huh? Okay, I'm going to say it. I heard it, Lord. I'm going to say it. See, one of the things that's happened, I'm sorry. One of the things that's happened in Black America is they've put their color above their Christian identity. They are a Black Christian. God help us. Come on in, Marty.
Coach, wow. I'm telling you, pastors, this needs to be required reading. You hit a couple topics, sir. I was at Spencer's Gifts at the local mall here in Dayton, Ohio. And that Pizzagate, there's a pin that I got from Spencer's. Okay, and I was talking to Craig Mickle about this. Take a look at it, folks. It's all symbology. Okay? And they are promoting adult child relationships. Okay? Mm-hmm. Going to Spencer's. Number two, the rapture. Let me read some. I do not ask. This is Jesus talking. I do not pray that thou shouldest take them out of the world. That came from Jesus Christ. Read it for yourself. John chapter 17, verse 15, about the rapture. Pizzagate's real. Demons. You spoke of demons, Coach. They are absolutely real. I talk to several of them all the time through my mental handicapped nephew all the time. They make the room cold. They speak Latin. They know the Bible. My nephew cannot read or write because
they come as an angel of light.
And he writes perfectly. They're real. And let's see, the last thing you said. Oh, the doctors that cut off the penises of little boys and take off the ability to grow into a woman to little girls. Coach, that's because they are mental themselves, okay? Mm. They force all of us to play dress up with them. And if we don't, Coach, and I've run into this just a couple days ago, if I don't play dress up with the man who says he's a girl, he'll sue me. So This is what we're up against, folks. This is Buskman with the Buskman Report. I'll talk about this stuff on my channel. Coach, I can't thank you enough for bringing this to light. And pastors, listen. open up your Bible. What this man is saying is rooted in it. You just search it. Thanks, Coach.
It's the most lacking thing in the pulpit. Courage.
Oh, courage.
No courage. Eileen, come on in.
Oh. Yes, good morning, Coach.
Morning.
I just wanted to let you know that Candace Owens last night was talking about the Nephilims and the fallen angels. So that's huge, as we know.
Hey, Eileen, what percentage of Christians do you think have ever heard of the Nephilim?
Well, I was raised Catholic, so I had never heard of it until you did a deep dive.
I'm going to do a deeper dive on that, too, by the way.
She said she was going to do a deep dive on fallen angels, spirits, or demons, and the Nephilim. So I'm just putting that out there. But this Pizzagate, you know, as an attorney, I mean, I was following it. When was that, 2012?
Yeah, I think so.
Until YouTube took it down. But I even called friends of mine in D.C. and said, watch your children. But no, demons are real, and they're everywhere. And that's why you always say the scripture says, have nothing to do with evil.
The unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And if you try to expose evil in your church, they throw you out. Well, they don't throw you out. They just give you the left foot of fellowship. Because we don't talk about
Thank
politics.
You, Coach.
See, anything cultural, the pastors say is politics. Do you guys understand that? See, religion is politics. Politics is religion. And so we've given the politics over to the devil. We don't even have bold Christian legislators come out and say, I'm a Christian and my position is based on my Christianity. Because why? They want to get reelected, and they won't get reelected because the Christians think there's a separation between the churches. You understand? The Christians don't want their morality being talked about politically. The Christians, they've been programmed. See, folks, it's not a big lie. Not a big lie. Everybody can recognize the big lie. It's the little lie. It's the separation between the church and the state. Don't mix religion and politics. The little lie. It's the little foxes that ruin the vine. And I can tell you this right now. First Amendment of the Constitution. Spencer, real quickly. I'll get you in the rest of it. Real quickly, First Amendment of the Constitution says, ready? Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They can make no law restricting the exercise of your faith. No law. They can't. Right there. Or abridging the freedom of speech, hate speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble, to petition their government for redress of grievances. And when the J6ers went to Washington, D.C., the First Amendment of the Constitution was buried. It was buried. Every one of those things the J6ers were charged with is right there. Establishment of religion. A J6er can't establish a religion. He can't establish a religion, but he can exercise it. That free exercise of it. Say, the Lord told me to go speak. All right, that's free exercise of your religion. They can't make a law abridging the freedom of speech. You can't. Hate speech, not allowed to say that here. What the hell are you talking about? You do away with the First Amendment, and doesn't matter about any of the other ones, does it? Really? Freedom of the press or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble? Eileen, you're still hand still up. Did you want to come back in? That's all right. James Thomas. Come on, James. Come on, I want to hear from you. We got 16 minutes left.
Yes. Good morning, brother.
Morning. Hey, James. This show's an ass kicker, isn't it? Huh? Is this show an ass kicker or what? Go ahead.
Demons, you know, you have to realize really what they are. They're persons without bodies. That's what a demon is.
That's right.
And, Jesus kind of gave us the breakdown of they have zero effect on a believer unless you give it to them.
You can't.
You have to recognize it, James. We have to recognize what it is. See, we don't recognize it. Go ahead.
Right. As a believer. So, you know, it kind of, with the believer, it's kind of, it starts with the flesh. Involve yourself in the fleshy things of the world. Yep. And then, so, you know, Satan, you know, he entices us with fleshy things and then we submit to it. And but then we got a freaking critter inside of us. You know, it's just the way it is. But they are, you know, you can, you know, you can, as the world is falling into this abyss, this is two kingdoms that is absolutely opposed to each other.
Amen.
This is the manifest, and you tell a good person, a good Christian, about demonic things, and they'll look at you like you're a freaking idiot.
That's right.
You know, because this is the number one thing Satan does, is he deceives people in believing he does not even exist.
Amen.
To the body of Christ. This is kind of where, now there are brothers and sisters that is being trained today to be in, you know, in deliverance. You know, and I think Matthew 18, you know, he says, I've given you power to bind and to loose. You can't set somebody free who does not want to be set free.
Well,
you
can't. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Absolutely. So, you know, the power of the binding and loosing, and, you know, you have you ever been into a place in your house and you pick something up and you drop it? You pick up something and you drop it. And it's like, I can't, this is a demon trying to interfere with.
Yesterday when I was doing all those letters and all that paperwork, is that what you're talking about? I kept saying to my wife, this is demonic. This is demonic. This is demonic. What's going on around me?
You really realize when they show up. So, you know, this, there's only one way the body of Christ can ever, this is only one way we can defeat it. And
okay,
Jesus says, prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is the way to do it. Through the Messiah Jesus, and this is what's going to take place. Amen.
No, no. Now listen. I love you, James. I'm not arguing with you. Jesus said, "This kind only comes out with prayer and fasting." This kind. So evidently, there are different kinds.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of legions out there today. There is a lot of legions.
Raise your hand if you've been taught that in your church. Raise your hand if you've been taught that in your church. Come on in, Randy.
Love you, brother.
Well, James, good premise there, Coach. I'll build on it in a minute. But here's what I want to say, Coach. The church doesn't even know the difference between the soul and the spirit, okay? Holy Spirit. One is just your mental faculty. You can bring it under subjection to God. That's good. But if you read Hebrews 4:12, there is a distinction, and only one thing can make it, and that's the word of God. That's why that's in Scripture. Look, if you don't know the difference, if you don't even know what I'm talking about there, let me tell you what you're in. You're in psychology. I'm sorry. Because psychology, if you look at Sigmund Freud, he came up right with all the late 1800s. He came in just with all the Enlightenment, with the Zionism, communism, all of this stuff came up together. What happened? It paralleled Schofield Bible. So the churches that brought in the Schofieldism, futurism, logical operation, it all came in together. So what? Guess what we have, Coach? We have a church who doesn't understand the spiritual things. Why? Because they haven't been taught that. Yeah, maybe a few know about a demon. But we have, for the most part, we have church institution that don't know anything about demonic stuff. So we're trying to set the bar here. But you know what, Coach? Make this important. Craig saying, and if you read the chat, he gives us the remedy to deal with this. It's 2 Chronicles 14. It begins with repentance, but it's second move. Turn from your evil ways. That's what everybody leaves out. And if you don't do that, and what we're trying to do, we're putting it together right now as we speak. There's four of us in the huddle. We're putting this on paper. that people can take and get their own life in order so they walk in authority first, but then they can go to the high places and their little places in their town and take down the dark strongholds. Look, churches are coexisting with it, Coach. They're not doing anything to combat the problem. We are the remedy, folks. We are us. And you can only be the remedy.
Randy,
have it in you. And that's the point of what I'm making, Coach.
This is important, friends. There's a difference between, y'all all know this. You're a Christian, y'all all know this. There's a difference between demonic possession and demonic oppression. Spencer, can you do that? Look, go to Webster's for me. What does it mean to be oppressed? Oppressed means unreasonable impositions, overpowered, overburdened, depressed. Most people are demonically oppressed. With me? What does it mean to be possessed? Possessed. Can you Google that, Spence? What does it mean to be possessed? It means held by lawful title, occupied, enjoyed, affected by demons or invisible agents. And most people that you come in contact with are oppressed, not possessed. And how do you win against oppression? Take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I'm going to tell you this. Not every demon has to be cast out. It has to be overpowered. It's not the same thing. Take captive every thought. Before you speak, think. Can a demon whisper to you? Yes. Yes. Where do your thoughts come from? We're supposed to have the mind of Christ. But what is the purpose of the demonic? To interfere with your thought process, to get you do something stupid. And then after you've done it, you say what? What was I thinking? You are oppressed of the devil. Why? Because nobody's ever told you that. And you never learn to recognize your anger, your fear, whatever it be, as just nothing more than oppression. The devil just comes to keep you off track, keep you distracted, to ruin your day, sit around, worry about what's going to happen, and then it never happens. That is all demonic oppression. And the Bible says, take captive those thoughts. Lord, is that from you? Lord, you haven't given me a spirit of fear. Why am I afraid all the time? Why am I afraid here, Lord? That spirit's not, no, it's not from him. It's spiritual oppression. And you embrace it. Hey, anybody know anybody but me? Some people you don't want to be around because it's always negative. Like one of my buddies said, stay away from him. He'll bitch after $1 million meal. You know anybody like that? They'll bitch after $1 million meal. That's oppression. We don't understand the difference. I believe these people that we see going around with green hair and earrings, tattoos, I believe they are possessed, meaning they cannot control. They are in fact controlled by another spirit. And we, if we've been born again, are now controlled by the Holy Spirit, but we don't recognize the power that's available to us. They don't even teach us in church what that means to be filled with the Spirit. We just turn it into charismania. Walk around, wave flags, ring bells, and dance. No. You have the power of the Holy Spirit in you. You have the ability to say no to the devil. That's what it means to be born filled with the Spirit. Huh? How come we don't get this? What does it mean? Can somebody help me out? I hear this all the time. Well, Coach Dave, we go to a wonderful Spirit-filled church. You mean there's churches that aren't spilled food? What do you mean? What are you talking about? What? You go to a Spirit-filled church? Is there another kind? It's all word games. You get it? It's all word games. Glenn, come on in. Then Jack. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah,
this is a freaking home run, isn't it, Glenn? Go ahead.
This is a revelation knowledge. So we have two major media events this weekend. All right. So we have the 25th Winter Olympic Games opening ceremonies Friday, okay, the 6th, and then followed by the Super Bowl on the 8th.
Wow.
Now, the enemy always seems to use these major media events because the audience is larger than normal. And they can showcase the satanic symbolism that a lot of Christians don't even pick up when they watch it. Right. So we already have the prayer tools and the declarations that we've already Randy and Craig and others have already developed. They're posted in the Liberty Action Network. We just have to utilize those and pray and come against these satanic forces. So Glenn,
you mean individuals could get in a prayer group and all of them pray it? It doesn't have to be here at Coach Dave Live. You mean to tell me, Glenn, you could get together with 6 or 7 people and be in a prayer of agreement over those declarations? Is that kind of stuff going on, folks? Are you getting 6 people and praying them with you? We just do it here when we're here at Coach Dave.
It should be,
right? Weapons of our warfare. Jack. Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, I was just reading something, and I tried to touch it to copy it so I can send it to you, and I lost it. But in the 90s, some doctor, this addresses what Randy was saying about the psychology, some doctor decided that something was really wrong with these mental institutions. So he hired 8 perfectly healthy, normal people to go in as actors. And the only thing they did was they used a couple of words, and they were immediately admitted. The only ones that recognized that they were not mentally ill were the patients. Every one of them were admitted. One was held for 52 days.
Hmm.
Who recognizes what here? See?
Yep. Amen. Wow. So, Paul Goslin, let me come back to you real quickly here, Dr. Paul, since you are a doctor. How do they convince learned men that a baby's not alive? How do they do that, Paul?
It's distraction, Coach. They inundate you with a bunch of superfluous information, and the medical school's tough, Coach, right? It's a lot of memorization. It's a lot of hours. And in the process, they sneak in a course like embryology, right? And in your mind, you're saying, okay, it's just some cells, right? But when they mandate the course is when I got upset. I just went crazy. You're going to teach me abortion is part of healthcare, Coach? I have no respect for these docs. It just is, Coach. And psychiatry, don't even let you get into that, because that's a scam and a half, Coach. Scam and a half.
So, Paul, there's not a doctor in America who doesn't know that baby is alive, is there? Not a doctor in America.
They never think about it, Coach. Remember, it only represents 0.3% of all doctors do abortions. And now they've done this big bait and switch where now you've got chemical abortions, right? This is all Moloch, Coach. This is the demise of the United States and all societies, Coach. If you kill your babies, I mean, God.
Hey, Paul, what would happen if, to you as a doctor, if you prescribed a medicine to my wife, only to find out later that she was pregnant and that what you prescribed her killed her baby? You'd be liable, wouldn't you, Paul?
Coach, absolutely. And during COVID, when they started giving injections to pregnant women, by the way, which we never did before, Coach, the sanctity of life is no longer right at this point, Coach. I don't know, Coach.
There's a devil loose, folks. There's a devil loose. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. And the only answer to what we see going on is arise, O men of God, arise, church, and say, not on my watch, damn it. Not on my watch. we ever going to reach that point? Or is Jesus just love, 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 love? Love your neighbor as yourself. Or is your baby, an unborn baby, your neighbor? See you tomorrow.